With fall semester just around the corner, students at the University of West Florida only have a few weeks left to make the most of what's left of their summer vacation. I took a walk around the campus and asked the handful of students I could find how they had been spending their summer so far. Hey, little sugar, you rock
my way. Yeah, it was pretty just laid back. Didn't really do anything like, you know, really exciting, but it wasn't really anything stressful either.
That's David Giampa, a soon-to-be junior who's studying math and economics. Outside of class and his job as a tutor in the math lab, he says he hasn't been up to much.
You know, it depends on the night. Like, I mean, I only have class 2 days a week, so Wednesday night I'll usually go out. Tonight I'll probably go out to Seville tonight.
Giampa isn't the only one who stayed in Pensacola over summer break.
Done a little volunteer work this summer at the art museum downtown, but other than that,
that's Kristen Stockbridge, who will be going into her senior year as a graphic design student this fall. She says that between her two summer classes and volunteering at the Pensacola Museum of Art, her hands are pretty full.
Real busy, avoiding disasters, because we have the Lego exhibit right now, so when too many people get into the room, you get a little nervous.
Kim Cole, another graphic design major, says she stayed busy, but didn't let it stop her from taking a break to have some fun of her own.
I am a camp counselor for the Adventure Argo Kids camp here, and when I'm not in class, I'm working, and also I went to Harry Potter World.
For those who may not be up to date on all things Harry Potter, myself included, Kim pointed out that Harry Potter World has two main locations, Islands of Adventure and Universal Studios in Orlando. She went to both.
Excellent.
So the new Diagon Alley.
Very cool.
It is very
cool. Was it everything you hoped it to be?
It was more.
Really?
Yes, it was amazing.
While some students stayed in Florida, others were able to find their way out of the country. One of these students was Taylor Price, a junior majoring in sports management.
Early in the summer, I went home for a couple weeks to hang out with my family, and then I went to Brazil on a 10-day mission trip. We went down there. I'm doing sports missions. I played basketball down in Brazil for 10 days.
At the end of their trip, which included visiting schools, playing basketball, and sharing with the kids about Jesus Christ, Taylor says they held a big event in the town square of the city they were in. He adds that seeing all the kids he had hung out and shared the gospel with over the past week or so pour into the town square was something he won't soon forget.
It was a life-changing experience, that's for sure.
Of course, leaving the country works two ways, and in the case of Ella Peshkova, it meant leaving Russia to come to the United States. She's working towards a biology degree as part of her pre-dental courses. So far, she says her summer has been a good one.
I take a couple classes. I also went to the springs. It's called Blue Springs. And it was pretty cool because the water was cold and the weather was perfect. And it was pretty excited.
She says in the fall, she has a full load of classes coming her way. So for the remainder of summer, she plans to take it easy.
I will go to the beach, have some fun. That's it.
Classes for the upcoming fall semester at UWF start August 25th. For many students, though, again, myself included, this will be the last summer break they get as they head out into the quote-unquote real world in pursuit of a career in their field of study. Then again, there's always the allure of diving deeper into debt and continuing on to graduate school. Josh Morton, WUWF News.